the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us continue our services. I will read from Paul's second letter to Timothy from chapter 4, 8 verses from the beginning, and these are in Jesus' name. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall have they heap themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. The work of the kingdom of God is done and has always been done in by the plans of God. The writer of this letter, Apostle Paul, had different phases of life. This phase is a good example of God's planning, how fundamental these plans may be. Often they may be such that they go over the understanding of us people, but God takes care of the work of his kingdom and takes care of this in his everlasting plan. Apostle Paul, as when he was born, was named Saul, was a Jew and was born in the city of Tarsus, and for the reason of his birth, he was a Jew, but also a Roman citizen. He was born into a Pharisee family and received this strict Pharisee upbringing. He was trained to be someone who knew Moses' law and the rituals of the Jews. The Pharisees really wanted to fulfill the law of Moses, and in hundreds of years that had passed, there were different type of rituals that were created, which was not always directly related to God's word, but had strayed some from God's word, but had taken on some of persons or people's understanding. And so Saul was sent to Jerusalem for schooling, and this was to learn of the Old Testament. And so Apostle Paul went to learn from some of the best teacher of the time. He was a good student, and he became a respected Pharisee and a person of their organization. And when we follow the different life phases of Apostle Paul, we talk about this teaching and schooling and this citizenship to this organization. There was a lot of benefit from this in his work in God's kingdom later in his life. So he was able to take on difficult questions of the Pharisees. And also this Roman citizenship became a benefit, as this saved his life a few times along his life. Well, Saul was, as a Pharisee, excitable or energetic, and found himself in a position where he was persecuting the believers. Against the time believers. Proclaimed this word of God, or this Christ teaching of the time. He thought he was doing correctly. He thought he was doing the will of God as he captured believers and take them in front of the judge. And in this way, they were judged. Apostle Paul said he did this not knowing, as he was in unbelief, thought of himself as doing what is right. We remember how Paul, in the beginning of his own request, was changed to the town of, moved to the town of Damascus, and where he was capturing believers. And it was on this journey where Saul was stopped by God. We know that if God wishes to stop a person, surely that person will be stopped. Jesus himself appeared unto Saul. Saul fell to the ground and was blinded and was terrified. He asked, "Lord, whom art thou that appearest unto me?" And received the answer that, "I am Jesus. I am Jesus that you persecuteth." In that situation, Saul received instructions on how to proceed, and we remember how his journey took him to Damascus, to the address which was given to Saul. He was in such weak condition that he wasn't able to go by himself, but he was taken there. Here is one one showing that the work of a person is the efforts of humans or persons is fruitless in front of God. A person is helpless up on this way. Well, he was taken there, and for 3 days no drinks or eating, and prayed for this time. And he thought, and even in this way of fasting and praying, he was not released of his sin, but it was Ananias, the believing man, who came to Saul to preach the gospel. Saul received repentance and became a member of the children of God, of believers, and a person, a worker of the kingdom of God. Apostle Paul's work lasted over 30 years, and at the time where he was writing this letter, this work was in the final phase, and it was in the end phase. He was imprisoned in Rome, and in this letter, he wished to encourage his younger workmate, encourage Timothy that even though he will be ending, his life will be ending, that the work of God's kingdom shall continue, and was giving instructions to Timothy on how to proceed with the work of the kingdom of God, how it should be done. And this instruction, such as all instruction of the kingdom of God, even in our time, is quite timely. Here, Apostle Paul is reminding Timothy, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the judge shall be quick and the dead, and his appearing in the kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He is talking to Timothy about preaching of the gospel from Jerusalem unto all of the world, to proclaim that joy message, that a person has the ability to find peace onto their heart, and with and by owning this peace, to one day find their way to heaven. We have even this same message here, and for the reason for these opistol services is that we have this joy message of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. We have already for 3 days proclaimed this message, and if God allows, then also tomorrow these services will be continued. This is all also of God's great plan, and that for that believing persons could find food for their soul and could find encouragement to continue on the way of believing, and the temptations and hardships disregarded, and trust in God, and to believe that the heaven is the prize for this believing on earth. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, and with all longsuffering and doctrine. This is a good message even for us to think, when is it good to be talking of the word of God? If it was up to us, it would probably be that these situations would not come up very often. But God gives us the time to speak, for with unbelievers also, and for us all, surely it is difficult, but surely God has given for some extraordinary gifts to speak to unbelievers and with love to approach them. But I think that most of us feel, such as I feel, that those talents are quite weak, And if sometimes this matter is spoken of, it is God's work and all of His credit. We can trust that God knows the right time and gives the words, and as we on our own efforts do not find them. Here, Apostle Paul tells Timothy, encourages Timothy to patiently teach or exhort with long suffering and doctrine. We may not have this patience ourselves, even in this work of the kingdom. We heard yesterday of four different types of land and in which seed can be sown, and we are sowing the seed here in as preachers of the word. It is not our job to think about the persons listening, that are they someone who wish to receive it. But the teaching of this sowing of the seed, this word of God, this gospel message is preached to all those who are listening to it. We are sowing of the seed. God gives the growth, and God gives the growth at its own time. We often wish to see the results right away without patience, but we need to remember that this is fully in the hands of God. We should be patiently teaching to speak of the great God, His love towards people, and that God's wish and will is that all persons would find their way to heaven. Here it's also good for us to remember that even though we have difficulty in speaking of this matter, but also believers in their own lives, living their lives, they speak to others. When we try to avoid sin or those situations where there's a danger of sin, this is our way of life, and it separates us from the life of those in this world. And this way we message about the way we live our life. Often we are known as believers, even though we may not have the strength to proclaim it or to say it ourselves. But when we believe from our heart, surely this faith is seen in our lives. There will be a time when they will not endure the sound of doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Isn't it, brothers and sisters, quite timely words for our time? This time which focuses on a person's will, a person's own reasoning, and a person has their ability or right to make up their mind about everything about themselves. And persons want to make up and control all matters of this world. And we know that God is all-powerful, creator of heaven and earth, and He keeps up this world and keeps up as long as is in His plans and He sees good. The right and wrong, understanding of right and wrong in our time has dimmed and in many senses has been reversed. The teaching of God in many senses has been rejected and wanted to be forgotten. It is not any longer held as wrong that what is told as being wrong in God's word. Want to do that what is of the flesh of and will of person. That question that was the question that was presented in the paradise by the serpent, has God truly really said this, is also presented in our time. The truth of God is not wanted to be accepted, but everything wants to be accepted in the mind of people. These are the fables that Apostle Paul writes of here and says that people shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to listen to fables. Persons made up in their own minds and present as truth and want to make them into something that everyone follows, and want also that in our church more and more we would begin to make these human made-up truths and forget this word, the truth of the word of God. But we know this issue, these issues are not the truth as they are not as of the word of God. There are many things that God's word shows us that is sin. But many persons wish to do these even, make these acceptable for everyone in this time. In this John's Gospel, it is told of how John requests for blessing. Bless them with the understanding of your word, the truth of thy word. The word of God is the only long-lasting permanent issue in this, or thing in this life. And if we think about these false truths of people and turn to them, then we will find that our souls will find everlasting fault. Do those things of your, those take care of those things and that are given unto thee, and release the gospel. Don't use your own logic or mind reasoning, but rather, as Paul reminds Timothy, when you hear something that seems other than that is taught by the word of God, stop then to think of what these issues has started with. This is also a good reminder for us here in this, in the previous chapter. Hold on to that which you have learned, for you are sure of that. You have known from childhood these holy speakings or words, and know of the Savior Christ. Apostle Paul reminds Timothy that when you know that those things you have heard from those people that we know as believers, those people that wish to travel as with the Word of God, and their teachings and instructions are founded on God's Word, on the Holy Bible, the Word written therein. There you know that that is truth and righteous. And it's a good reminder for us also today, as we hear these different types of teachings that in our time are quite often moving about, stop for a moment to think, where is this information started from, and what does God's Word say about this? God's Word is unchanging, and foundation for our faith is unchanging. And so, as we believe, as has always been believed in the kingdom of God, is the Word of God, we know that we are on the right path. We are on the everlasting path that God's Word is the instruction for. And here we can, in our discussions and when some start talking of this matter, we want to talk that we wish to believe in the way that has always been believed in God's kingdom. And so if we have discussions, we should remind others that they should also in this way believe. Apostle Paul knows that his work is ending. And as we know that Apostle Paul's life was ended in Rome with the persecution of Christians. But Apostle Paul did not write this in any way showing that he was bitter about this, did not show bitterness in his writings, but he writes in a thankful way to God that God has well taken care of him and steered him, and as his journey is ending and he is finding his way to heaven. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not only me, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I have fought a good fight. The old translation talks about traveler, journey. Apostle Paul is not talking about his own travels or his own strength. But he has preserved his faith from the grace of God, wanting to keep his faith, believing his sins forgiven daily. And when he finds his comfort within God, God has taken good care of him. And here in this time, believers, it is also comforting to trust into God's guidance, God's Word, and to trust that believing our own sins forgiven, we will find our way to heaven one day. And Apostle Paul here writes about this traveling, about this prize of this journey. And this prize is a crown of righteousness, which is in heaven. And that prize is the same for all who wish to appear, or to believe. And as believing is way, the prize is waiting for those who, as they close their eyes to this world, are believing. As long as you wish to believe, there is no other thing that you need to do. God takes care of all other things. And God's grace, mercy, shows us how to fight against sin. And we can say if or say when sin sticks to us, that God's grace shows us the way to put our sins away, find ourselves to believe the gospel. But faith is personal. We cannot believe for another person. Older cannot believe. Parents cannot believe for their parents or for children. Grandparents cannot for their grandchildren. But it is everyone's personal matter. We know that according to God's word, as God gives these great gifts to us, a child upon birth is righteous and for God acceptable. But as a child grows up, there is, for a child at some point, is time to make a decision. Do I wish to travel on the way and journey in God's kingdom, or do I want to take the broad path where the temptations of the flesh draw us near? And those temptations are for everyone in all ages, and we cannot steer clear of them completely. But it is of God's grace and gospel that we have this, gives us the strength, as our own strength is not enough. That mercy also gives us the will and desire to hear this message, this good message from heaven. It wakens the desire to go to services, to hear God's word, and in this way to take care of this blessing of faith, this gift of faith. And if we don't take care of this gift of faith, and we don't hear the gospel upon our own place, this gift of faith dries away and eventually dies off. But each of us in our own watching place, we have our own responsibility. And for that we receive strength from God and aid. And God has also given to us travel companions, companies, friends of faith that are there to help us, who are to our comfort, and those that we can speak about these matters of faith, where we can open up about our temptations and trials, and we can ask for ourselves this gospel, and to believe in this way, our sins forgiven. And for this personal responsibility, we also have the responsibility for each other. If a travel companion has fallen weak, and we see their weakness or hard time, it is of the Word of God, to the Word of God, to approach them with a meek approach, not from above, but to ask, dear friend, how are things going? And maybe an answer sometimes that this is my own matter, that it doesn't pertain to you. But if we hear this, then we know that the enemy of souls has done a lot of work with this person, is falling from the path of righteousness. Faith is not a matter of reason, but it is of God's great gift. And when we take this and wish to retain this, God will open understanding of the matters of faith, and He will open that amount that He sees well. We will never see or understand all, but we don't even need to, as it is not through reason and understanding that we will be made righteous. It is only through the faith of the heart. And for that faith, as the Word of God, God has provided a blessing, has promised temporal blessings here upon this earth, gives us temporal blessing as He sees fit for each of us, and gives us that amount that we would remain in faith, so that we would not become so big and large and great of ourselves and rich of ourselves, so that we would retain our faith, so that the kingdom of God would not look to be cheap or unworthy. And also promised for those followers is this crown of righteousness, promise of crown of righteousness, and so that we could find our way to heaven. And for this reason, we are encouraged to put our sins away. The prize is waiting in Father's home in heaven, and it is enough that today we wish to believe our sins forgiven. And God's Word provides us with hope for the future, that we will one day see again these have ended their life in faith here on this earth, that we will see them once again, and we will one day enjoy the crown of righteousness and be able to praise God with all believers in heaven. It is that type of wish that we do not have this type of promise in the world. The gospel has the strength that we need to make this journey to put sin away, and that gospel, it frees us. It washes us from sin and encourages us in each moment to proceed on this way of faith. And even now here today, who are listening to this word here on Reisilemäki or through the internet, you can raise your heart to listen. Just as you are, in Jesus' name and blood, believe all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Believe all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe your sins forgiven. In weakness and low strength, you may believe all your sins forgiven, and may, with comforted mind, continue your journey. And this gospel is also strength that moves those also such that is on the outside of the kingdom to inside of this grace kingdom. You listener of this word that feels that there is no peace and wish to find it, you would like to find the road to God. You have now the right to, from here in this sermon to your address, believe, even unbelief and all sins, believe, forgiven. Here is how you become a member of the congregation of God and follow us and the Lord Jesus. You can start your journey with other believers of the Lord Jesus. You can journey on this heaven's way in the good comfort of God's kingdom to trust upon God's grace promises. And also you children here in the tent and in this tent, this service area, believe also you all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. May I also believe my sins forgiven. In this way I wish to believe with God's kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.